Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
Everybody, that means you down there in the street. Yesterday, we are surrounded. The Get This support group have descended on the Triple M studios, laden down with suitably mystifying placards, and I think they're into their second big hour of Nick Kershaw sing-along.
Fantastic. What to do when faced with a sauce-wielding bandit.
Also today, details of Richard Marsland's new gig.
Dead people resurrect themselves to speak to Get This.
The origins of Dizzy Stuff and Greg Fleet's brush with death.
What's a guy got to do to get on Funniest Home Videos?
We've got instant happiness and how you changed the world.
Who's pretending to be a German polar bear?
And an... Again, it's back and an hour to Ryan Shelton from Rovers here to add fuel to the fire.
Tony's town was created on the bass sound. They make it hot kick holes in the ground.
It's true, and it's all coming up on Get This, Under Siege 2. Even Barnsley's on board.
Tony, let's you and I break off and start our own rogue radio station. I reckon we can do it, mate. You're bloody... You should be staying on air. I'm going to get out the front with a placard and protest.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Shorts.
I want to break free.
That sounds like Queen to me. Here, Get This around the nation on Triple M. Somehow still broadcasting around the nation with myself, Tony Martin, the new host of Quizmania.
Nice one.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Ed Cavalier's here. He wasn't too keen on us moving into the new hosting spot with Danner's Direct.
Oh. He poo-pooed it.
He poo-pooed it. That's
big
what he
time.
Did.
Double poo.
Right about that, Mr. Rudd. And Richard Marsden's here. He's pushing buttons sans pants today.
Which how simply outrageous.
Is a treat for all the people gathered outside the glass out there.
Hi, guys.
How's that? Just, Andrea, would you mind stepping over to the door and just letting the listeners at home hear the volume of protest outside our studio? Hi, guys. We're only letting people come up here 14 at a time, obviously, but it's still quite impressive.
Sure is, Tone.
And what's going on down the front down there?
Well, there's a lot of people standing around with placards. With
and what do the placards say?
Umi plums. One guy's got his car parked. And he's got a giant placard in the window that says, I've been parked here for at least 30 seconds. Lovely Police 10-7 reference.
A lot of how come.
A lot of how come. Spelt a myriad of ways, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what people who are driving past who have no idea what this is all about think.
Well,
you know?
I just saw something very good, Tone. A giant Hummer pulled up, right?
Yeah.
And the Veronicas got out. And no one looked at him. No one looked at him because they were too busy queuing up Toto's Africa on their iPod.
I mean, if you were to just see a whole bunch of people with placards saying, all me plums, what would you assume is going on?
Demonstration against NAD kicking? It's been long overdue.
It's a protesticular injury march. Again, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send... hello, Richard, too.
How you doing, Tom?
Good to see you've got your Caporal t-shirt.
Got my Caporal t-shirt
on. Yeah, good
on.
To see you haven't washed it since the last time you wore it.
It looks great in November.
Yeah, it's a little snug, but there's lots of...
Is that you... Like on the desk? Is that your podge on the desk or is that shirt?
It's overhanging from the shirt.
Hang on, the protesters are recoiling.
So pull the shirt tight, Rich.
Yep.
Pull it tight. Now lean where you normally do. Yeah. Look at that tone. That's overhang.
That is waffle runoff right there.
It's compulsory in radio.
I can see many people out there amending their placards, losing the name Marsland.
Lots of capes out there. Lots of people pretending to be me.
Ooh.
Hi, I'm Richard Placards.
Ooh. Well,
which
tell you what.
Really nice.
Let's send Ed Cavalli down with a microphone.
Bang.
Getting back
great.
Into Black Thunder mode.
Oh, yes.
And while you're popping down there to say hello, Ed, you know, people are wondering what's going to happen to the team next. Well, I know Richard Marsland has already got a gig.
Of course.
I'm sorted.
Going back to his friends at ABC-FM. He's done a fair bit of panelling of the classical music.
Has he?
Remember the last time he tried to do that?
That was Rossini with the ballet theme from William Tell, of course. You're listening to ABC FM, and I'm Jonathan Parker Barker Farquhar. And we'll have more music from the 17th century. No, that's not the sort of classical music I was referring to.
How come?
No, I'm not taking the bait. 15 Love, Mr. Nasland on the control panel. No, no, please don't drop it. All one's plums. And after five today, Clive James will be joining us for the Conversation Fortnight. One anecdote stretching two full weeks, seeking to break the record set by Noel Ferrier back in 1978. Oh, one moment, my mistake there. Please don't write in. That should be 1979. It seems somebody's been tampering with my notes.
We've been gotcha!
No, no, no. No, I'm sorry. No, this racket, this miasma of ballyhoo, is unacceptable. We're going to have a short break. You're listening to ABC FM.
Oh, somebody's stepping a duck.
No, 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 I'm sorry. Go to another break. There are perhaps two composers who can lay claim to the title Il Maestro Splendifico. Their names...
Wastage and seepage.
No, no, I'm sorry.
How come?
No, I've had this up to...
My long blonde locks.
I will throw one of these Sea Change DVDs.
That's a bit gay.
Right, that's it. You've provoked me.
Hey, assault! Assault!
We're back with a new attitude here at ABC FM, where all this month we're celebrating the music of the great German composer von...
Frogsack.
No, no, that's enough. No, I'm sorry, you've got a lot of front, sir. It was once said by the legendary Russian cellist Alexander...
Got my rocks off?
No, no, it's not got my rocks off. No, I'm speaking, of course, of...
Bolvia, is it?
No, rather our guest in the next hour. He's been described as perhaps the most brilliant public speaker of his generation.
If I told Frank to jump off that, I've told you, my career, at the front of the Harbour Bridge, to jump off the Harbour Bridge,
sorry.
You jump.
We're going to music.
I don't want you to jump off the Harbour Bridge.
When he first heard the following arrangement, Sir John Mills was heard to remark...
What you're looking for is a boot in the arse.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I'm being...
Lavender!
We leave you instead with Adam and If I Were King, Part 1.
Finger bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
Oh, that's fired them up down there.
Look at them.
Nothing gets our listeners fired up like the Venga Bus song. Ed Cavalier is on his way down with a cordless microphone. We'll look up with him next, hopefully, on Get This. They're gonna clean up your looks.
You're listening to ABC FM, One's Chemical Romance. There,
no! It's Triple M, of course it is, around the nation with myself, Tony Martin. Richard Marsland is here.
G'day, Tone.
But where is Ed Cavalier? He's out the front of the Triple M building where a Woodstock-style event is in progress.
Yeah, let's look at that.
A lot of support out there. Can we cross there live, Richard? Oh. Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's people trying to buy Veronica's tickets. Lose that feed.
Sorry.
Let's cross the set to Ed Cavalier. Can you hear us, Ed?
Hello, Tone. Hello, Richard. How are you?
What's going on down there?
We've just enjoying some birthday cake and the My Chemical Romance. Man, that went down a treat.
Did it really? Now, I can see people actually stopping, pulling over and yelling things from cars. Are those complimentary?
Yeah, no, I've been called a poof a few times from the cars driving past, which is nice, just in keeping my regular gear. How are you guys going up there? I miss you both.
Oh, fantastic. Going just wonderful. Read us out some of the placards you can see.
Well, there's a picture of Richard, the one from the internet that you meant to draw onto your ass to get into Zoo.
Yes.
That's in front of me. And then a message from Carl Stefanovic. 0011000 Tony 000 upskirt, which is nice.
Heard it before, Carl. Old rope.
There's another one here. Richard stole my baby. That's nice.
Okay.
There's a free Matty D placard, which is lovely. But my favourite, it's not so much a placard as it is a copy of Tim Zura's The Gloves Are Off. Now for the facts.
I saw that earlier. It looks a very good nick, I have to say.
It's never been read, Tone, much like all of Tim's other books. And then, of course, some rather interesting drawings. So, Tone, I've got one of the organisers here.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce you to Steve. Steve, hello, say hello to Tone.
It's actually Simon.
Oh, hello. Is that Simon Heavey?
I call him Steve. That's just how we roll. Anyway, so let's go with Simon for now. Simon, you look beautiful. How? What are you wearing today?
Just a big cape, actually. I think it's my flatmate's white sheet.
can I say that the way you've cut it out looks to be as if it's been with children's scissors or something along those lines?
It was actually a steak knife.
Oh, a steak knife. Well,
and Simon, can I ask, has it turned out the way you imagined it in your head?
Better tone, much better. We had delusions of grandeur. We may get 200 or 300 here.
Yeah.
Then we really thought in the true tradition of get this, we may get 5. I'm tipping there's probably around 150 plus here at the moment.
Wow. And what kind of sing-alongs have they been doing? I know there's been a lot of protest music down there.
It's all been about plums, mate, yeah.
Is it really?
All about your plums, buddy.
Straight to the point. Now, Ed, is it true that a lot of people weren't able to make it down there today?
Yeah, unfortunately, Tone, we have had some apologies sent to us. Here we go. We've got one here that says, I would have been there, but I'm worried about the thugs in the scallop industry.
Right, of course.
That's from Rex Hunt, which is nice. I'm sorry I can't be there, but I'll be waving the flag with some of my friends from Alan Jones. That's nice. And then a final one here. Hey, do you have a dollar I can borrow? My feed bag's getting low, which is from Galen. It's just lovely that you could try and be here, Tone.
Oh, that's great. Now, you said that people enjoyed the My Chemical Romance. Is that right?
They love My Chemical Romance, Tone. You should say. You can't move for emo fringes down here.
Oh, that sounds great. What about a Cockney emo sing-along?
I'll see what I can do.
Let's hear that song again.
The clean up your looks, lol, and eyes in the books to make a city's in and out of you. Cause they say they're gonna keep an eye on your son so they can watch all the things you do. The drugs that ever work, they're gonna give you a smirk. They've got methods to keep you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds, and all the cock in the murder machine. All teenagers scare the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as someone will bleed. Maybe they leave you alone, but not me.
All together now.
Maybe they leave you alone, but not me.
Keep it.
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Oh, Cockney emo madness spilling out into the streets.
Fantastic, Tone.
Ed, do you want to bring someone with a guitar back up here?
I've got a man here it's a towel with a bullflip on it and a Goonies t-shirt holding a piece of cake he says is for Richard Marsland. It's probably spiked, but what the hey?
Oh, well, bring it up because all I can see outside our studio is a whole bunch of people and a massive banner reading, I'm paying money.
That's from Dylan.
So, a lot of support, a lot of love in the room. Let's get some more of it into this room next on Get This. Thanks, Ed.
See you soon.
That's New Order here at Get This on Triple M. Sorry about this, everybody. I'm just panelling the show myself at the moment because Richard Marsden has ventured out into the atrium and is being mobbed by fans. Hang on a second.
Please leave Mr. Marsden alone. Do not touch his limited edition Bowling for Soup touring t-shirt. That is meant to be housed in a temperature-controlled safe. He will not be happy if it gets creased. Please, Richard, come back in. I don't know which song fires off the Fall Out Boy song. Which button am I meant to push?
Hey, Tom.
I'll get off the megaphone.
Okay, thanks. No, sorry about that.
Wow. Thanks,
actually,
guys.
While I've got the megaphone, Greg Fleet is out the front of the building.
Sensational.
Leading some sort of sing-along. I'll just send a message down to him.
Attention, audience, crowd out the front of the building. Do not loan Greg Fleet $20, no matter how hard he requests. Thank you. And, madam, those jumper pants look gorgeous. Oh, here's Greg Favely's back in. Ian Cavalli.
Hello, everybody.
Thank
good
God.
To see you.
Megaphone's
see
a lot of fun. You don't
thank
even
you.
Need a microphone.
Chocolate cake. Hello, everyone. Look who I've brought with me.
Who have you brought up from the crowd
Matt,
down there?
Are you here? Matt. Hello, Matt. Sorry. Welcome aboard. I've just dragged
I've got
him
cape
in.
Issues.
He's got cake issues. Well,
cake we've all been... and cape issues.
Yeah, birthday cake.
Wearing a Goonies t-shirt. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
What have you prepared for us here?
I've prepared a little song which I call My Name is Richard Marsland.
Oh.
It's for my hero. For the hero of quite a few people down there by the looks of it.
Oh. Wow. And how long have you been here today, Matt, down the front?
Since 11 o'clock. I turned up for a photo shoot and was late, so I've been here in spirit for
and
quite a while.
And how would you
now.
Describe the feeling on the ground down there?
Oh, it's dizzy stuff down there, Tony. Completely dizzy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this beautiful ballad to Richard.
Okay, the ballad to Richard. Right here.
Wake up in the afternoon. See the time and it's almost 2.
It's time to hear Tony Martin at Cavalier. And you, your golden button touch makes my knees weak, go so much. The finger bus is coming, one passenger, it's you. So don't make me hit the pavement. He's got the touch of power, you can't fake it. I'll have any sonic action trigger you might hit, but it might possibly take quite a while. His name is Richard Marsland. His name is Richard Marsland, big in Netherlands. His name is Richard Marsland. His name is Richard Marsland, big in Netherlands. Keep going.
I like the pants around your feet.
Oh, he's like a fully tuned race car driving down the street. With more pull and power than any Nissan Navara.
You might be. Richard.
Look over there where it's Ricky and his Dizzy Star, folks. There's no denying he's a host that we love the most.
Oh,
along with Tony and Ed.
Someone who's come in today.
Yes.
Just to show my support.
Wow, not since 1927 wrote If I Could for me.
That's beautiful.
It's the most touching song since that.
And Baby Thank Makes you. Her Blue Jeans Talk, that I think was Dr. Hook's tribute.
Thank you.
But now you've mentioned the phrase, this is Dizzy Stuff, and I see it on placards out there.
Oh, incredibly dizzy.
And, you know, a lot of people maybe new to the show wondering, what is this? Where does that come from? Well, Santo Chilaro was the man who drew that phrase to our attention originally. Have a listen to this.
I think
you need some motivational talk from Rex Hunt.
I do.
You asked me what I did over the weekend. I had it on a loop at our house. Rex Hunt's address to the nation. As we said the other day, it's 16 minutes long and you really have to listen to the whole thing to get the effect. And it is motivational.
Oh, yeah. I've been kissing fish like you couldn't believe.
I'm telling you, it gets you up off your ass and wanting to achieve stuff.
You know it.
But can we have just that bit that Santo Chilaro was talking about the other day, can we just hear that bit?
100 years from now, I dream that a father and his son will catch a mighty big snapper in Port Phillip Bay. Mm-hmm. And perhaps, just perhaps, they might remember the fat kid from Mordialloc High School who kissed a fish and let it go. They might also remember the same kid standing up to the thugs in the scallop industry who thought their standover tactics would work again. They didn't. Last week, that fat kid was in Cambridge, 2 hours out of London. A bloke came up and said he enjoyed my show. He gave me a business card. The address was the Netherlands. This is Dizzy Stuff, folks.
Wow.
Something rotten.
So someone's walked up and gone, love the show, Rex, and his card just says, businessman, address, Netherlands.
Yeah, that's right. This is Dizzy Stuff.
We were doing that all weekend at our place. Just anything you do can be dizzy stuff.
I walked to the fridge. I got myself a glass of water. This is dizzy stuff, folks.
What's the most banal thing you did on the weekend?
I ordered some eggs. They came poached. This is dizzy stuff, folks.
Richard, what did you get up to on the weekend?
I watched Marie Antoinette. This is dizzy stuff, folks.
Anything can be dizzy stuff. And what's the, we haven't got it queued up, what's the bit about rolling a fat cigarette?
That's right. Nothing was ever achieved by someone who just sat on the couch and rolled another fat cigarette and waited for a handout.
And I was listening to that and I was sitting at home, I was on the couch, I was waiting for a handout and I realised in my hand was a fat cigarette. I thought, it's me, he's talking about me, Tone. The fat kid from Mordialloc.
Sorry, I've just got a picture. I remember the article last year about in the Woman's Day of Rex Hunt running nude down an alleyway in Melbourne and someone going, is that that fat kid from Mordialloc?
Is he stuff, folks?
Hey, he's really gone places, that bloke.
Finally, someone stood up to the scallop menace.
The thugs in the scallop industry.
They've been pushing me around for years. Have a scallop, they say. No, I say.
I'm really motivated now.
Get this.
Losers who've never done anything but knock. And when asked to make a positive contribution to society, they let you down. Every time, without fail.
Okay, we're back live. I'm glad that's been explained for people out the front mystified by some of the placards. We're going to find out what else is going on down there, and we're going to hear from Greg Fleet and, of course, his brush with death next on Get This.
Won't waste a minute without you.
That's Snow Patrol here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. It's very crowded in here. What's going down on the streets? Mr. Marsden, the Save, Stroke, Support, Get This rally in full force out the front of the station.
Yes.
People want Dutch, according to one placard I just spotted, Mr. Cavalier. Who have you brought up with you here now?
Well, today it is the organiser, and he's just mouthed the word Simon to me because I called him Steve downstairs, which was nice. Simon, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
He'd like to say hello, but he's busy thrusting Kenny G CDs and copies of Big Mama's House on DVD.
Now, what have you brought in?
We got some 3-pack of CDs and DVDs to give away to the supporters today.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And what have you, prize.
Okay, so what have you got? What have you brought in?
We've got Big Mama's House.
Yep.
And not to be outdone, we've got number two because it was a great sequel.
Oh, and Big Mama's Made House. In Manhattan.
Yeah, one of J-Lo's finest. Yeah.
Do you know when I saw
hear the crowd getting smaller as that title was mentioned.
Do you know, when I saw The English Patient, I thought to myself, yeah, okay. But what would he do with J-Lo, eh? Imagine that he was uppity and she was just a maid, Rich. Would there be love?
No.
You're wrong.
Simon, how did you corral all these people and, you know, what has been your strategy so far?
Walked into it blindly, Tone, really.
Really?
Yeah. No, we had a couple of Facebook groups get together when everything went down and I thought rather than have 500 people in this group and 300 in that group, we'd put them all together, join them all up. And it's just gone gangbusters, and with a petition as well.
And how hard was it corralling the fellowship together? And, you know, is there factions within it or...?
Oh, no. Well, I think we're all on the same page. There's been some people who wanted to come and do some damage today, but we were against that. It was a support rally. It's not about a protest.
Exactly.
And is it true that the MySpace people don't... You know, the Facebook people are a bit standoff.
Yes, there's a bit of a war.
5 minutes ago.
There's a bit of a war there. Like Facebook's MySpace for over 30s, I think.
It's a dig right there.
I'm not having a dig. I'm just saying
it'll be interpreted as a dig, take it as you like. Now, Greg Fleet is somewhere down in the crowd. Did you see him?
Yeah, Fleety was down there. There's a guy down there with jumper pants on, and he's having his photo taken with him.
Right.
And he's doing an interview on TV, I think, as well.
Well, Fleety has been a huge part of our show over the last 2 years, and somebody, Sarah Bailey, has sent me a fantastic email requesting this. And now this story, I think, has been censored since the last time we played it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there might have been some trouble, but it's still worth airing again. What was that story you were sizzling up?
Well, it involves Tony Martin and Gregory Fleet as a double act. We were doing a show together, you will remember this. About 17 years ago at what was then called the...
Yes.
And it was in...
Yes.
But we were doing a show. There was this big kind of dressing room area with a pool table and stuff, and we used to wait there before the show. And a guy had been found at the bottom of the escalator dead.
This is true.
And he'd been stabbed, and it was at that stage, I think it was fair to say, that whole sort of area was controlled by colourful racing identities.
That's right. It was an earlier time, the early 90s. Yes.
Oh, it was wild.
One of these guys, what do you call them, connected guys, Soprano-ish kind of guys, comes into the room in his suit and goes, listen, guys, tonight in the show, we don't want you talking about that guy that was found dead. And we're kind of like, oh, okay. And he was found at the bottom of this escalator. Anyway, look, at this stage, we don't know whether he fell off or whether he got stabbed off. And you go, stabbed off? And it was so casual to him. Like, this guy's obviously stabbed people off a few things, you know. Like, he was, a man was today stabbed off his bicycle, you know. Like, we don't know whether he fell off or got stabbed off. So, you know, just don't jump to conclusions.
But there's a knife sticking out of him, mate.
Yeah, but that he might have been stabbed after he was off.
Oh, that's true,
He could have been stabbed on the way down.
Yeah, true.
But Tony Martin then, of course, that very night we all talked about it a lot. And Tony Martin went to the extreme of going to the I Dream of Jeannie song and singing, stabbed off, or pushed off, stabbed off, stabbed off, or pushed off, stabbed off, stabbed off, or pushed off, stabbed, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And yes, I spent 10 years in the witness protection program. I think that area at the top of the escalator became known to everyone in comedy as Miller's Crossing.
It did too.
For several years.
That's right,
I'll meet you at Miller's Crossing. All right. Okay, that's disturbing. Talkback Mountain is next.
Perry Get This on Triple M. Crank it up, you two. Come on. Oh, wind it up, will you, you two? Thank you, Desire.
Great
here
stuff.
Get This around the nation on Triple M. That's right, Get This. The Triple M buildings are under...
assault! Oh. Assault! You touched me, officer. Sorry.
That's right. And but the program continues as per schedule. It is time for Talkback Mountain. Now, my idea was that Richard would bring his drum machine in and play all of the music live on today. I suggested that to him, but...
he poo-pooed it.
Thank you, Mr. Rudd. He did poo-poo it, correct? Yeah. We need something special today because people down the front...
absolutely.
The Save Get This crew, they can't really see us.
No. It's radio, Tony.
Well, what if we got up on the roof of the building?
Okay.
Good idea.
Can you open the roof of Triple M, Rich? Just do that. Very nice.
How about that?
Wow.
Roof. Talk about yourself.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Now, can we raise the entire studio? Here we go. Hold on to something, everybody. Everyone outside the studio is being elevated as well. Look at this. Doesn't it look good?
Ah, Tone.
I can see your house from here, Ed.
Can you see the toilet we've illegally put in the shed?
Yes, I can see it being roped off.
Works, Tone.
And that sound you can hear is live. Is that live from the front of the building? I can hear glass breaking. Yeah. Is that good? Is that a good sign?
Maybe things are getting out of hand.
A wedding's broken out.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Tone, what are we doing? Apart from waiting for that sound to end.
We're talking about times that you've changed the world. You know, this protest out the front. I mean, have you ever...
Hang on.
What's happened?
Do that again. All right, kids. Those that want to be just like Richard when they grow up and be a proper radio professional.
Yes.
Watch this piece of theatre of the mind as Richard shushes the maddening crowds.
Look at that. That's beautiful.
How do they hear you over the shouting, Rich?
I'm glad that's been captured by at least five cameras.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
So how have you changed the world?
That's right. Have you ever been involved in a protest, Ed Cavalier?
Yes, I have, Tony Martin. I used to go to university in Sydney.
Yes.
And I was there for the student drama and the tale up top.
Okay. That's the third time today I've given you a high five.
Yeah. And I went to it. There was this real...
people in the atrium are turning away in embarrassment, I will say, but...
Oh. Okay, so anyway, I went to this protest because there was always this really hot girl that that organised them. And there was an issue. There was often issues at university.
Oh, there was.
The Socialist Alliance was upset at buying stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And constant, you know, Che Guevara t-shirts going missing.
Is this Julia Gillard that you're on with?
Wasn't the Gill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had a thing.
Men sneaking into the woman's space? Did that happen? Oh.
I did that to try and get a biscuit.
Really?
Shout it out of there. They had Kingston's on tap.
Fight the power.
Anyway, Rich, you'll probably need to high-five this. Okay. Point of the matter is, Cavalier went up the front, shouted a few slogans. I did care, I think, about the issue. Some whales were getting taxed too high or something.
Really?
Totally hooked up with the hot chick running the protest. Up top.
High-five again?
Up top.
Sorry, just talking amongst yourselves. There it is.
Well, yeah.
That's captured on film. Now... talking about changing the world, it was meant to be a song.
Oh, yeah.
And then we didn't have the song queued up, so you said you were going to do it live.
Yeah, because there's that song, you know, Rich, that If I Could Change the World.
By Eric Clapton.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Aqua one.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, one of our protesters in the studio is disputing that. What were you saying, Matt?
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
No, I'm thinking of... I'm thinking the aqua version. The aqua version is a little higher.
Surprisingly, that's not in the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So
never mind. So that's what we'll be doing.
Well,
Hang on a second.
We're not going through the full aqua catalogue, I'm afraid.
Probably not. I think we might have done it with one line.
Yeah.
Tony Martin, when have you changed the world?
Well, as you know, I've been fighting for years to get booklets back into DVD packaging.
Change the world.
I mean, they've got the two little clips in there.
Yeah, I know, Tony.
When you get a DVD, there's still the two little clips mocking us. Look, we can grip on. We could hold a booklet. We could easily hold a booklet with these.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not even a coupon.
No.
Not even a coupon to pop down to Sanity.
Unbelievable.
Get Big Mama's House too for $9.99. Nothing. So, you know, that's where I'm heading straight after here. I'm popping straight down to Sanity to have a one-man bring back the DVD booklet protest.
Richard Marsland?
Yeah.
As a kid, I was always a massive fan of Paul Lynde, who is sort of a famous sitcom actor from the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
And played Templeton in the film version of Charlotte's Web.
He was in Bewitched, wasn't he?
In Bewitched.
Who was he in Bewitched?
He was, I forget the
captain?
He was one of the captain's
friends.
The uncle, thank you. He was the one who sort of talked like
this. He always talked like this.
Yes. And I wrote a letter to him as a kid.
asking if he could do more things so I could see them. So I wrote a letter to him, courtesy of Bewitched. He never wrote back.
You wrote a letter to Paul Lind.
To Paul Lind.
How does that
attempted to
change the world with a crappy letter to an actor no one knows about?
But I was a huge fan. I didn't know that perhaps he might have died by the time I had sent the letter on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what other
sure.
voice? Which ones he did? He was Mr. Peevely in Help, It's the Hair Bear Bunch. I can confirm that.
That's right, he was. He was a terrific actor. So I wrote a letter to him saying could he do more things because I couldn't find any more Paul Lind movies. And it was basically a fan letter.
Yeah.
And saying could he do more sitcoms, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing happened.
Yeah, well, he was in the Hair Bear Bunch, you're right. And he was in Charlotte's Web and he was in Bewitched. But I wanted more from Paul Lind. That's one of the few fan letters I've ever written. Try to change the world.
Ed attended a protest rally about whales to get laid. I've desperately tried to bring back the booklet to the DVD
it's not
packaging.
Good.
And Richard Marsden, it's just too sad to even repeat. This is pathetic. This is how we
change the world.
Call us up, listeners. Tell us
with
what
booklet,
you did.
A letter, to action.
The protesters have understood now and
some
they've walked
hot
away.
Chicks.
Yeah, they're just look at that. People are folding their placards.
Give us a call.
And moving on.
133353. How have you changed the world?
Yes, I'm sure you do. Good Charlotte here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, still broadcasting with the support of a lot of people out the front of the building.
It's wonderful.
What have you noticed now, Ed? Just going out.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you in the next break, Tony.
Okay, sounds
fruity. I've officially had the best day of my life.
Oh, I saw you signing a Tim Zura book.
Yeah, yeah. Before that.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. One for the second hour.
How have you changed the world? G'day, Nick.
Oh, hello.
What have you done?
Oh, basically, I've got my entire university's internet server banned from Wikipedia. I just kept on editing Karl Stefanovic to be a robot.
Oh, now, you know, long after other people have lost interest, you've kept fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
What was your latest move?
Well, basically, I was actually the first person to get the C-3PO's page protected by calling him and you know, the pictures of his uncovered flesh was actually Karl Stefanovic.
Well, Nick, it's important work, and I'm glad someone's looking after it. Congratulations.
Any response from Carl himself?
There's a site for me on MySpace, and it's like the C-3PO site. You know, it's a cool robotic thing. C-3PO's robotic MySpace.
Oh, you've exploded on air! That's embarrassing.
Good on you, Nick. G'day, Josh. How are you? Josh, you there, mate?
Yeah, it's me. Oh, yeah, you're calling from the Sydney Rally.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, we're all going nuts out here. We've already been asked to move along by security.
That's good.
The security industry.
This is move along.
Is that you blaming the scallop industry, are you, Josh?
Of course. They're behind everything.
They always are.
We've got jumper pants, capes, sides.
Which would be the most mystifying placard, do you think?
Well, the short bus forever sign. How come with this is dizzy stuff?
Yeah.
There's never been a better time to save Get This, and probably city people love Get This.
Oh, there we go.
City people.
That's cryptic.
Can't comment on that. Bob Franklin will be happy to if you bump into him, though. Okay, that's pretty good.
I think these guys were on the Sunrise Show this morning as well. Is that right?
Change the world.
And what placards did you get on in the background of Sunrise?
I actually know the answer to this.
I'm Richard.
I'm Richard. Of course.
Everyone will know what you mean. Thank you, Josh. Nice talking to you.
I'll pass on to someone else.
All right, then.
Hey, I was there this morning bright and early.
At Sunrise?
Yeah, and I had a huge banner saying there's never been a better time to save Get This.
Fantastic. And what is your name, madam?
Mine's Lyndall.
Oh, good on you, Lyndall. Thanks for supporting us.
Thanks, Lyndall.
I love you guys. I hope you come back very soon.
And we'll be looking for you in the background of other TV shows in ensuing weeks.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
How you going?
How'd you change the world, mate?
I used to work with a bloke that was very smelly and I actually gave him deodorant.
Change the world.
Right. And which cab did he drive, do you know?
He was actually a baker.
Oh, a baker. A smelly baker.
A very smelly baker.
Well, that's certainly impressed Ed Cavalier.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boys, don't give up. Keep going. Fight the fight.
It's all right.
If you give up, we'll have to not do Triple M anymore.
Well, no. There are many fine programs on. Thank you, Daniel.
Some people
thanks,
would
boys.
Love you to talk to you, mate.
You know, this is a wake-up call. It's a breakfast
show for many people in the late afternoon.
Absolutely,
I mean,
right.
Those people are just going to keep sleeping.
Stoners.
Doing this.
Stoners and students. You know who you are. Hello there, Camille. How are you?
I'm good.
How have you changed the world?
I'm even leaner than Richard Marsland, if that's possible.
Hell.
What have you done?
I sent an email to the ABC asking them to play a series from the UK called The Golden Hour, and there's only 4 episodes in the series.
Change the world.
And what's so good about The Golden Hour?
It has an actor called Richard Armitage in it.
Oh yeah.
And, and so, you know, same lines, I wanted to see more of his stuff on the TV. Oh, so.
Camille, that's kind of cute.
Well, good to see the
You're
Richard Armitage.
You're kind of cute, Ed.
Oh, okay. Join the Facebook group, baby. All right.
I will.
Okay.
He is available in 3 weeks. We can tee something up there. He does a very good Richard Armitage, I'm told.
Man, Richard Armitage.
I'll have to check.
Is that close? It's the only voice
You'll have
I do.
To work on the English accent.
All right, I will. Thank you, Camille.
We've got time for one more
Finally,
world changer. Yeah.
To another Josh. How are you, Josh?
Hey, not too bad, Cavalier. How's it hanging?
No, it's hanging low and lazy. How did you change the world, my friend?
Well, you're going to appreciate this, and so will Tony. Mm-hmm. I submitted a petition direct to Richard Linklater to get Dazed and Confused Special Edition out on DVD.
Change the world.
You were the man who got the Criterion Edition happening.
That's the one.
Due to the inadequate extras on the previous so-called Special Edition. Am I right, sir?
That is absolutely correct. The first edition was pathetic. There was nothing. It didn't even have a trailer on it.
I've got that special edition. It's brilliant. The Criterion one, it's outstanding.
And we have you to thank, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Along with Corvette Summer on DVD.
Oh, Corvette Summer with Mark Hamill.
That's the one.
Fantastic.
All right, well, as soon as you get onto Big Mama's House 2, then you will have really done something.
Mark No. That's got to stop at 1979. Anything after that, not worth worrying about.
Wow. Who was the female lead? Come on, who was the female lead in Corvette Summer?
Annie Potts.
Annie Potts from Ghostbusters. There you go.
Okay. And from Designing Women.
Even the protesters are leaving in disgust now. Thanks to everyone who called up. Thanks to everyone who got angry. We've got a fresh load of people outside there. Oh, and just for a treat, my dog is in the studio. I often talk about my dog's dancing abilities. See what, if you just hold the fort, I'll prove it here.
Uh-oh. This is the bit that I've always feared when Tony walks off and I become Garth from Wayne's World. I'm having fun. All right, Tony's got his dog. And there... Tony...
He's a dancing dog. Wow. Todd McKinney, you're coming.
I thought... Well, if the dog would be quiet for a minute, I thought it was pretty good at the start, but the dog was wearing too many clothes.
We'll be back in the next hour with many more angry listeners, my dog and Ryan Shelton.
Get this.
A little bit of hanky-panky and that's about it.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want because I can, if I don't because I want.
Yes, hello everyone, second hour of Get This.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
I learned all my pausing from one Tony Martin.
Yes, ride the bed, ride the bed.
Joining me in the studio, hello there Ryan Shelton, good to
Ed
see you.
Ed Cavalier, hello everyone, and hello everyone downstairs. What a protest. This is unlike anything I've ever seen. I walked around the corner to the front of the building and I am... A tear fell.
A tear fell?
From my left eye and created
and that's not
a splash
your crying
at my
eye
feet.
Either.
No, that's what was surprising.
Wow.
I usually cry to my right eye.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
How do you feel about board game versions of television shows?
Oh, I'm all for it.
Are
Why?
You?
Yeah.
Well, what am I holding in this hot little hand?
It's a knockout board game.
It's all the fun of it's a knockout, but Rich, in a board game.
How can you fall over in a board game?
Imagine Mousetrap. Now imagine a crappier version. Now imagine a crappier version of that. That's what we're playing with.
And who said Grundy Television wasn't afraid to cash in off its big hits?
Push the envelope.
I know.
Well, I'm currently wearing Keynote's underwear, which we'll get to later in the hour. Tony Martin's not with us. He's down with the protesters,
yes,
Rich.
Yes.
Any word if he's been stripped completely and left...
Well, they are getting the nugget out, so we'll see where that goes.
We'll see how Tony's faring next on Get This. Yes, thank you very much. Cole Chisel with My Baby.
Oh, faux chisel. The chisel.
We are here. This is the second hour of Get This. Ed Cavalier, Richard Marsland, and then Ryan Shelton's joined us.
Hello.
Good to
Hello.
See you, Ryan.
I'm so happy that I'm here for the day to see this Incredible scene out the front.
What did you see on your way in? What caught your eye?
Oh, well, I saw people with placards.
Yes.
Just people hoping, wishing, praying to get a glimpse of Ed Cavalier's face.
Wow.
Just in person.
Well, I brought Katie Lang down as my double. So I think a lot of people thought that she was me and I was her.
I actually saw someone I was waiting out in the atrium. Someone came in holding up, I think it was a Beat magazine, with a KD Lang ad on the back. Now, that is incredible.
Well, through the glass, he was just pointing at me. And I was like, I know. Oh, I do know. Don't worry about that. Well, we are minus our captain, our leader, but he is down amongst the people. Tony Martin, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm just walking through the foyer now, Ed. I'm afraid two people have already attempted to deface the Dean Kaya standee.
Oh, no. Oh,
Guy,
no.
As I call him, but heading out into the foyer now. Hello, everybody.
Oh.
I'm afraid Dean Kaya will not be appearing today.
Oh, that's gone down quite well.
Fantastic news, Tone.
Yes, it's an impressive lot of people out here, and they're not just here for the prizes. And what prizes we have for you today, how would you like Big Mama's House 2 on DVD? This is the finest in in-flight quality entertainment.
I think you'll find it's cruise ship entertainment there, Tone.
A copy of the New Weekly, the latest New Weekly graphic footage of Britney Spears emerging from a car. Fight amongst yourselves. There it is. Only a gynecologist can tell you whether that's authentic photograph there. And, of course, Big Mama's House 2. Here it comes. No real enthusiasm for Big Mama's House 1. And Made in Manhattan is being torn to pieces by angry punters. I don't know what other prizes Ed's given me. Hang on.
What else you got there, Tone?
Episode 3 of Bionic Woman. Here it comes.
Fantastic.
Dun 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 dun. Episode 4. Dun 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 dun. The sound they leave out of the show. And people have pictures of Richard Marsden downloaded from the internet. That picture of you getting around, Ed.
Fantastic. Tell me something, Tone. There was meant to be the Short Bus Players coming in to do a demonstration of some of the last images of the film. Have they showed up?
They've been moved on, but only after being squeegeed down.
Oh, fantastic,
that's
Tone.
That's not looking... Someone's just holding a sign at me that says Turkish Grip written on it.
Wow.
From the desk of Carl Stefanovic, as you can imagine, all zeros and ones.
Yeah, he speaks in binary.
And there's a woman with a baby tattooed with the phrase, "This is dizzy stuff, folks."
So I love it when people give their babies a tattoo, Tone. That says parenting where I come from. All right then, Tone.
Yes?
We need you to come back up here, talk to Ryan, because in the next break we're playing your favourite game, Instant Happiness.
Oh, we're going to do that. But in the meantime, what do we want? Yes! What don't we want? They weren't even prompted for that. Thanks, everybody. Cheers. Thanks for coming down.
Tone.
Many of the snacks are not past their expiry dates. Thank you very much. Cheers.
See you soon. Get this. Triple M.
Thanks, everybody.
How come?
Thank you, Foo Fighters. Let's get this. It's me back in the studio. Rod Shelton is with us.
Hi. Well,
it's amazing. You get down there and you think, oh, I'll make a lot of jokes. It'll be hilarious things. And you're just so blown away by how much trouble everyone's gone to. You can't speak.
You were saying that to yourself. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to make a lot of jokes. It's going to be hilarious. I can't imagine that's what you're thinking to yourself.
No, this is going to be the funniest thing ever. No, but I mean, there'll be funny sides.
I won't have
to come up with anything. But there's so many of them. I don't know.
I imagine what it must be like to have a party if you actually had friends. You know what I'm saying? I might just claim this is my 21st, take a few snaps retrospectively.
That would be good.
There were people there. Sure, it was on the sidewalk outside of a radio station, but that was the theme.
Yeah.
It was a joint party.
Yeah, it was me and this guy Richard who was into dizzy stuff, I swear.
Now, I know I did miss a segment, but there's board games out here. Oh, What's going on?
Oh, Tony. Things have changed since you've been away. We've moved into the modern world with It's a Knockout,
the board game.
The board game.
Wow.
Mm.
So how does this compare with Test Match, the board game?
Hang on.
Because there's a lot of mousetraps and a lot of contraptions and what have you.
Well, you'd think so because you think, you know, mousetrap took about 45 minutes to set up.
Yeah.
And 4 minutes to play.
That's exactly
And then about
right.
6 hours to find where the ball's gone.
And then fingers crossed that it actually worked.
Yeah. Well, it, you know where it always stuffed up when the dude had to dive into the basket.
He was letting the team down. You know, the faulty plumbing and the rickety stairs had set things up perfectly for him. And then he just tumbles over. Just falls, misses the tub. Mouse remains untrapped.
This is the bit that I remember. And this is the thing, it's your knockout. You've got your, hurl yourself ahead was the first thing you do. And there's a little catapult which you, oh, it's not here. But
hang on a sec. Is that red bit there, is that from the It's a Knockout game?
Yeah.
That's from Mousetrap.
No, it's not.
They've doubled up.
No, this is a ramp where you launch a ball, and if it goes through the hole, then you win.
If you turn that upside down, that's the bit that the tub went onto that the bloke from the diving board landed on.
Or if you go like that, it's the side of a Connect Four thing.
Oh.
It's a scam! Right.
Milton Bradley, I'm looking at you.
Doubling up. You know what? There's a guy on YouTube who does reviews of video games, and I reckon I forget his name, but he calls himself the Angry Nintendo Nerd, and he does some terrific reviews, and I reckon we should get him into Knockout Game. He does not like it.
Tell you what, Ryan. Yeah. Sorry just to cut in.
Sure.
But at my house, you know, I've got a working Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah?
We've just got Super International Cricket. Yeah. Oh, man.
How many frames does it jump between each move?
A lot. It takes a long time.
Ryan, did you have something special you wanted to do at this point of the show?
Well, I mean, it's hardly special, really. As I was getting into the car to come here for the show, you know, a sense of sadness because this may well be probably my very last time on Get This.
This is actually the last break. We're kicking you out after this song.
That is surprising. I didn't know that. And so I got in the car and look... we've mentioned before on the show how I'm a John Farnham fan.
That's true. Yes, yeah, you always seem to have Farnham CDs queued up at the chorus in your car.
It's funny that you say that because this is not... I haven't made this up as a... Well, this happened to me today, a breakfast radio story. But this actually did happen on the way here. I got into my car and I turned the car on and the music started up and this, at this exact moment, played. And I thought, wow, John Farnham feels my pain and human nature. Surely it's a sign.
Yeah.
And I cried. I didn't really cry.
It's a sign that Get This must be winding up or Mother's Day is approaching. One of those two.
Yeah. Or probably both.
Well, that's fantastic. And like I say, plenty of people here supporting the show. But what did Get This mean to people? This bloke here, Graham Dixon of Ringwood, Victoria, has requested one of our, our attempts to gauge what our audience do and don't like about the show. Excuse me, what do you like about Get This on Triple M?
All that stuff they talk about on there, you know? Stuff that most people are into, like whether robots should cry in movies, where did Otto Fister go wrong in his campaign for Togo for the World Cup, you know, stuff like that. Is Karl Stefanovic a robot? What kind of topspin do you get on a concrete table tennis table? Was Guy Pearce in a band called Video Rodney? You know, can Steve Guttenberg do a New Zealand accent? Is there only one Ken Laugh on the Witch? How's Tony Mockbell going in Lebanon? What is the Doctor Who equivalent of the new Pope? Will Rebecca Roman Stamos ever be blue and nude in a film ever again? How many coins could you steal from the mint in your undies? What animal would you steal from the zoo? It's a good question. Is that chick that plays tennis a man? You know the one? Who's gonna die first on that skating show? Is Alexander Downer made entirely from pudding? You know, rock history, they're going back into the archives and, you know, talking about, you know, why was Gary Newman convinced that we were glass? What was that about? What's that thing they do, all me plums? I reckon they should do more of that. People copping it in the ghoulies. Ed Cavalli, that guy, with his, you know, prizes and opal necklaces and dolphins and shit. He's talking about, you know, the best way to rip off all you can eat. You know, avoid non-delicious fillers. What other show is giving you that kind of advice? Get this.
Yes, well, it's not my cup of tea. It's juvenile in its outlook for my taste. There's all sorts of unnecessary language and implications. You know, talk about turkey slapping and that kind of thing. It's, I guess, the young people, the under 45s, are probably into that sort of thing. But, you know, I personally prefer the ABC. I mean, you don't hear Clive Hale waving his genitalia about. I don't find that sort of thing amusing. Ed Cavalier trying to foist a dolphin made of opals onto some poor person who's probably got no affinity for dolphins or interests. in a dolphin. It's inadequate. That's what it is. It's piss poor. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I've just relieved myself on the pavement.
Oh, we can use
that. You won't use that, will you?
Oh, that's good.
See, that's just the sort of stuff that I'm talking about. Why would you put that on the radio? It's misjudged. It's got a bit of a kick to it, though.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. That's a bit unnecessary. Sorry to expose you to that, Ryan.
Oh, that's great.
Let's
love
just
it.
Cross down the front of the building. I hope it's not getting violent down there.
Oh, worse.
It's the Escape Club. Wild Wild West on Triple M.
Wild West!
Dolby Plums! Thank you, Richard Marsden. On the buttons, Ed Cavalier is here. And of course, Ryan Shelton, one of our favourite co-hosts, is sitting in. And he's brought in board games.
Well, I can't take credit for that.
Has he brought in the Knack? Is that yours?
Oh, this is
CDs.
This is one of the amazing protesters. These are prizes.
Wow.
Oh, the Knack with their follow-up singles, Nice Girls Don't. Is that right?
Well, this is the best of.
How do you get a best of out of the Knack?
How many songs they got? 10.
On the best of. Didn't even go 12.
including track 7, which is Pay the Devil, brackets, Ooh Baby Ooh.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
because it would have been mystifying without the Ooh Baby Ooh.
Pay the Devil? Well, I'd be lost.
Ooh Baby Ooh. I know that one.
Then you've got Kenny G with his album G-Force.
Yeah.
Ed and I were saying before that it's disappointing that it wasn't just Kenny G Force, which would be a lot cleverer, you think.
Absolutely right. And save money on printing.
Exactly.
G's aren't free.
And you've got Moira Fraser with 42 great favourites.
On the piano accordion, 42.
42.
And just, 40 wasn't enough.
And just a mystifying quote on the front, which doesn't really attribute to anyone, just let's dance.
Let's dance.
But it's in quotation marks.
And she's threatening you with a piano accordion. Let's not. Things that make you instantly happy. Is that what you said we're talking about, Ed? How does
this
work?
Well, Tone, in the modern world that we live in, you know, everything's so quick. Happiness is quick. You can get things now. You know, if you don't have it, get a credit card. Go buy it now, pay it off later. And I'm all for it. Back in the day when you had to like write a letter to someone, took 6 weeks to get back, you could spend your whole life and only be happy 3 times.
Sure.
These days, you could be happy 6 times an hour.
Working hard enough, you can.
You've really right. thought this through.
If you're putting in. And, you know, I can be in any kind of bad mood and sometimes something will just instantly make me happy.
Yes, yes.
Something. Oh, look at me. Look how sad I am. Oh, what's this coming along?
Hang on a second. Hang on. You're nana nunning along to Kama Kama Kama. You can sing the words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surely you can remember the words.
Nearly. Yeah, ready? Oh, look at me. No, oh, no, look, mate, it's a knockout game. Won't assemble like that useless mouse trap thing. Oh, that's a shame.
Cheer him up.
Kama 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 Chameleon. You come and go.
You come and go.
You come and go.
Best bit.
Oh. And do you find if you're at an Indian restaurant, though, and you spot korma on the menu, you just can't stop doing korma, 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 korma.
It comes with rice
and other stuff. I'm being thrown into the streets. Of course, that's how it works. Things that make you instantly happy. Gee, I'm trying to think. Piano accordion music, that'd be on the list. I tell you what, there was a song I used to always do if I was in a bad mood and I wanted to cheer myself up. I'd do the theme from Peter Russell Clark's Come and Get It.
Yes.
But in particular, we've talked about this before, that second G'day. Come and get it with Peter. G'day. Russell. G'day. Clark.
There should have been another one. After Clark.
In the closing credits, he said, see you later, after Clark.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
and then if you, you know...
Mind you, the term Peter Clark, come and get it, is getting filthier as we all get older, isn't it? Surely.
Wow. Well, I don't know, in your mind.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to go there.
I was just, you left out thinking it, but. Peter Clark. You no time for the Russell? What's wrong with that?
Nah, we were on two-name terms.
But don't you find yourself thinking... It was never really summed up, really. It was never really solved during the 2 years of this show. Did he do it twice or was it the same g'day repeated twice?
Oh, it's definitely two.
You never know. Technology. Well, my instant happiness thing is I'm a big Back to the Future 2 fan.
Oh, the second one. Yes.
Big time. Easily.
Where he really does go to the future with the hoverboards.
Well, yeah, he goes to the future, but then he also goes back into the past where he sees his alternate. It's very confusing.
And they had to shoot around Crispin Glover, who wouldn't come back to play the dad in the second one.
Well, he died. That's why he died.
That's why they made him die in the second one.
Oh, did?
Because he asked for too much money.
Oh, right.
And they said, you know what, stuff you.
But that decision paid off because he has gone through the roof since then, Crispin Glover.
Well, actually, Richard Marsden does an excellent George McFly laugh. Can we please
hear that?
Oh, well, in the start of the first film, Back to the Future, that his son kisses him on the head and he goes, "Woo, pop! Time to change that oil."
It's definitely the best Crispin Glover laugh we've ever had on this show.
No, but my instant happiness from that film is the very first scene when it goes from black, you see the date at the bottom, and the garage door opens.
Oh, yes.
That makes me, well, I won't say what it does, but it makes me happy. Yes, it does.
Exactly.
Chicken korma all the way home.
Crispin Glover, the way to do an impression of Crispin Glover is just to pretend you're really itchy. I'm really itchy, man. I don't know what I'm doing on this show. He always sounds itchy. He's the itchiest of all actors.
Which is just a chaotic Woody Allen, really.
It is. And a slightly, it's Dennis Hopper up to 11.
Because he's kind of itchy as well.
Hang on, no, that was Crispin Glover. That was Christian Slater. The show's just falling to bits in the final 3 weeks.
Is Jack Nicholson on a 9?
It is.
Christian Slater, but for instant happiness
do
for me...
Do you Christian Slater?
I can't do
no,
Christian.
Do a bit of Gleaming the Cube.
I've got come Heathers. On, Heathers is...
do some Heathers.
I might have to swear, though. Is that okay?
I'll beep you.
You seem to have an open policy on assholes, beep. Though, don't
That's well, pretty good, Rich.
Yep.
Terrible beeping, Ed. Just terrible beeping.
Well, what makes Richard Marsden happy is when we actually run to time. It's never happened yet in the history of Get This. Call us up. Tell us what makes you instantly happy. 1-333-53.
Get This.
All of Australia are copping it and they just keep going. And that's all. I've got nothing to say anymore.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This Around the Nation. If you just experienced a small gap in your state, that gap is available. Contact the sales department. Fill it with your message. Ryan Shelton is sitting in. He's looking for ways to become instantly happy, aren't you, Ryan?
I am always trying to find because in life I'm not happy, so I've got to get quick fixes.
Okay, we've got the answer on the line. Who's there, Ed?
Hi, Goody.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Excellent, as always. Instant happiness, how do you get some?
I become instantly happy when people understand and agree with my Back to the Future 3 second DeLorean theory.
I don't want to hear this. I'm not interested. I've heard this.
What, no, Goody, I've never heard it. Just talk me through it.
Within the first couple of minutes of Marty McFly going back to 1885, he damages, I think, the fuel line in the DeLorean he travels in.
Yeah.
There are two DeLoreans in 1885, one that they bury in the mineshaft and the one that Michael J. Fox's character comes back in.
Oh, okay. Right.
So he could just pop down and get the second one, couldn't he?
That is correct, because they've got the replacement parts sitting there and all they have to do is write another letter that gets sent to Marty McFly in 1955 stating that, oh, by the way, you also need to replace these parts, which are readily available in 1955.
Sorry, Goody, my brain's exploded.
It's not even worth concentrating on. It's a bit of useless information that we don't need to, we don't really need to.
Right.
Back to the Future, the trilogy is a fantastic film. There are no flaws, no mistakes, no oversights.
Okay.
And that is it, I think.
But for Goody, it's...
There you go. Thanks, Goody.
Well, thanks, Goody. It's
well
an intriguing
floated.
Theory.
Very well. It's the wrong theory.
Ryan's very blasé about it, I have to say. Let's see if someone else can make him happy.
Hi, Louisa. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Excellent. What gives you the instant happiness?
The cast commentary on the special edition of the This Is Spinal Tap DVD.
Yes. Now, are you talking about the one where they're in character?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It is pretty funny, isn't it? And they sort of maintain that the whole thing was a real doco and that they were stitched up.
And they bitch about all the what's happening on screen.
Okay, where are you calling us from, can we ask, Louisa?
Maybe my car.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on your way to one of the many Get This protest rallies around the nation today?
No, I actually had exams, but I am a member of that Facebook group, the Sydney-based one.
Okay, I'll accept that.
I'm driving my sister home from school and she really wants to say hello.
All right, put her on. Come on.
Hello!
Hi!
You've won a date with Ed Cavalier!
Wow.
She's thrilled.
She's thrilled.
That's such an awards acceptance speech.
She's only 11.
But she's okay. only 11.
I'll take that back.
Richard will be popping along then instead. That's very poor.
That's inappropriate.
It's all in good fun. It is very inappropriate. And look, some of the protesters have hurled their placards to the ground in disgust.
Thank you, Louisa. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good afternoon, boys.
What makes you instantly happy?
When I need to be instantly happy, I go back to podcast 105 and listen to Water Sports.
Oh, really?
Here it is.
I'm happy already.
Probably our favourite piece of advertising backing music in history. Water Sports is the title, and if we play it for another 10 seconds, the author will get a 28-cent check from the APRA people. So
is this a DeWolf? A DeWolf?
No, it's from the KPM library, actually.
KPM, they're just as good.
Yeah, that's right. You never know what we'll play next to Triple M. Yeah, I'm seeing if we can get the music department to come running around. I'll be round in a moment. All right, beautiful.
Thank you, Rob.
Hope that's made your day. Is that all we've got time for? Is that all the happiness?
One more. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hello.
What makes you happy?
What makes me happy? I'll tell you this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. We're downstairs.
Assault! Assault! You touched me, officer.
Well done.
Nothing says get this like a masked impersonation of an obscure blind from a New Zealand television program.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I'd like to shout out for Sarah Young, who designed our Get This T-shirts. She's in Sydney at the moment rallying.
Great job, Sarah.
Beautiful shirts.
Yeah, they are indeed. And we'll catch us later.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
Got to work on that out, mate.
Got another rally to get to, so fair enough. Don't let us keep you.
Thanks to everyone. Now, Ed Cavalier, are you going to be popping down again? Is that right, Ed?
Betcha.
With more prize packs. That'll be next on Get This. Oh, yes, give yourselves a round. Thank you, Jet. Are you going to be my girl? Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, we have to thank everybody who's shown up. Ryan Shelton has been blown away by the level of support.
I can believe it. I can absolutely believe it. But when I showed up, I was just, it was touching.
Yeah.
For you guys, you know, it's incredible and well-deserved.
No, and everyone's got a placard, everyone's got a sign that they've spent ages on. Free Matty D, there's a lot that say that. We will be, hopefully, yeah. Matt doesn't realise this yet, but we want to drag him down the front of the building and have people meet him in person out the front. I should point out, Ed Cavalier has popped downstairs. My dog, B, is sitting in Ed's chair. She's heard it. Oh, she wants to get out. She's already been offered a shift on a rival network. B, speak. Not talking. No, that's how I have to get Ed to talk most
days.
Not for
that money.
Oh, hang on. Off the chair. And yeah,
she's away.
Off to find out if Hamish and Andy work at this bar. All right, let's cross downstairs. Ed Cavalier, can you hear us?
Yes, hello, Tony Martin. How are you?
What sort of activity is going after 2.5 hours?
Well, people are really happy.
Are they?
Tony, there's a lot of placards, but my eyes are drawn to the man holding up a 12-inch vinyl, Toto's Africa.
Oh, wow. Is that our program director by any chance?
Yeah, he's the future music director. a man with a People Want Dutch sign and a lady throwing a baby at me that says, "This is dizzy stuff." Not sure the baby was in on that one. But Tone, I've just been handed some presents.
Yes, what sort of stuff?
I've got another Milky Bar Crackle here.
This is just a free food exercise for Ed Cavalier.
It makes a welcome change from the boxes of sand that our listeners normally send me.
I heard Ed say earlier, we should get sacked every week. Well, this is fantastic.
One day, Tone. So, look at this, Tone.
What?
Well, you can't see A because it's right big because I'm out of the room. But
oh, hang on. I think you've just gone under a bridge, Ed. Be careful.
Oh, hello. Am I out of the bridge now?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Good on me.
What
all
did
right.
you say you've got there?
Sorry, I'm currently in a gondola. All right, so, Tone, I've just been handed, look at this calendar, Classic Cats 2000. Look at that, everyone.
That is fantastic.
Is that you turning the pages saying, and just getting more and more surprised at each cat?
Yeah, well, Ryan, there's one that's got some pearls on, you know?
Oh, that's glamour.
You know what I'm saying?
A glamour puss.
Now, am I right in hearing that while we were in one of the songs earlier, there was a Nick Kershaw sing-along going on down there?
It wasn't Nick Kershaw sing-along going, but nobody actually knows the words to White Boy, not even Nick Kershaw, so that stopped very quickly. Tone, I can tell you that there is currently, How Come is one of the popular banners down here, currently spelt 5 or 6 different ways, each more filthy than the last, which is nice.
Well, Ed, get your ass...
Tony, did I say that your dog is in my chair?
Yeah, that's right.
That salad is mine, Martin. I don't want...
It's gone. It went down about one mouthful. She started on your Spirax book. You better get up here.
The dog's covered in cavalry hair.
Well, thanks to everyone who turned up wherever you are.
Look at that.
We are...
I'm getting zinged by Marsler. It is time to retire.
Time to sign off. If you're downstairs, we will be bringing Matty D down for your inspection momentarily. Ryan, thanks for sitting in on this very special show.
I'm honoured to be here on this amazing show. It's been fantastic.
And thanks to anyone who showed up at a Triple M anywhere in the nation. We were kind of expecting just a few people and a dog, so it really has blown us all away. Have we got a key phrase, or is that my dog providing it in the background?
Possibly.
Have you got something there, Mr. Marsland?
A call from the Sydney Rally.
How's it going?
Oh, we've all got our dust out here. We've already been asked to move along by security.
That's right. That says it all. Oh, and we'll be back tomorrow with our first ever co-host, Peter Rosethorn from Can We Help? You've seen the figures. Nash, Taz and Reg, it's very impressive. Thank you, Ryan Shelton, and thank you, Nissan Navarra.
Now it's allowing you now.